A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Why does making friends as an adult feel so
what
hard?
What should I wear on a first date?
What the
date?
Hell is a form of
but that
hookup
is
was not
first
good?
Home so
what do I want my life to look like in 5 years?
We want to know too. Since 2012, the Every Girl has been an online destination to help women around the world achieve the life of their dreams. Now, we're excited to bring you the same inspiring content with the Every Girl podcast.
Welcome back to another bonus episode of the Every Girl's Guide to Building Wealth series. Mary, welcome to the Every Girl podcast. So excited to have you with us today.
Great to be here.
We're going to be talking about all things credit. What exactly is a credit score and why does it matter?
A credit score is a score that's developed by looking at how you use credit. So it considers how much credit you have. Do you pay your bills on time? And companies like insurance companies, banks, even your landlord uses that to determine whether or not you can get access to credit or if you get approved for things like getting a new apartment.
So a credit score is kind of just like a grade to know how reliable you are with money.
That is a great analogy. Your A plus, you can get the credit and generally you'll get a good interest rate. Your D minus, you might not even get approved for, say, a credit card, or you'll get approved at a really high interest rate.
How does establishing a good credit score now, that A plus credit score, how does that impact goals and opportunities in the future?
As you think about your life and the things that you want to achieve, getting your first apartment, buying a home, getting an auto loan, it's really important to have credit and not just any credit. You need to have a good credit score. And part of the challenge is when you don't have credit, how do you get credit? And so there's a lot of factors that go in a company's decision to give you credit.
And what factors contribute to that overall credit score that we should be aware of?
There is no set formula for a credit score, but there's many things that are considered by the different credit bureaus. And so FICO, as an example, is one of the largest credit bureaus in the United States, and they consider things like your payment history. The most important thing you can do is pay your bills on time. Now, it also considers how much debt you have. So looking at all your credit cards and your auto loans and your mortgages, how much credit is out there that you owe money on? And they consider also how long you've had credit, so your length of credit history, and then the types of credit. So that measures a credit card differently than an auto loan versus a mortgage. And so it's really important that you manage your debt. If you're going to get credit, that you pay your bill on time, that you have set up things like auto pay to make sure you never go late, because that's a big factor in a credit score. It also measures and looks at how many credit inquiries you have. So if you're someone who's out there applying for 5 credit cards in the period of a month, that does not help your credit score, because it appears as if you're seeking out credit, you may not be getting approved. So if you're thinking about buying a car, for example, you might not want to apply for a credit card at the same period of time, because it could impact your credit score.
I feel like a lot of people don't know that. So with all of these little things, like I would love to know examples. I'm sure it's hard to assume since everyone's so different, but if you, for example, miss one bill and pay a bill late, how much will that impact your credit score? What are those little examples that people should be aware of?
Well, you said it. It's hard to articulate exactly how much that's going to impact your score, as these credit bureaus have very complicated formulas that consider a lot of different factors. But paying late is a big deal. If you pay late, that impacts your score. And then there's also how much of your credit are you utilizing? So for a credit card, if you have a $1,000 line, you can spend up to $1,000 on the card and you're only using $300. That's better than if you every month use the $1,000. So that utilization can impact the credit score. But if you go from 30% utilization or 300 out of 1,000, versus 400 out of 1,000, that's probably less impactful than paying your bill late 2 months in a row, as an example.
When we polled our audience for questions for this series, multiple people wrote in saying, it's kind of like implanted in my brain that I'm supposed to max out my credit cards. Like the money's there, so I have to use it. So it's interesting to hear that actually that's negatively impacting your credit score and that you actually should be lower than the credit line as much as possible in order to have a better credit score.
Yeah. I mean, a rule of thumb is 30% utilization is good for your credit score. Doesn't mean that on certain time periods it may be higher. For example, you go on a large trip and those credit bureaus understand that and take that into account. But if every month you're maxing out all your available credit, that certainly impacts your credit line. And there's also some misconception that you have to actually pay interest in order to have a good credit score. So some people like, I don't have any debt. I have a credit card, but I pay it off any month. Is that bad? No. Showing responsibility of using that credit line is what impacts the score. So if you never get charged interest or carry a balance to the next month, that's totally great. You'll have a wonderful credit score. Just pay it off every month on time.
Would there then be a benefit in trying to raise the credit line? Like, let's say, you know, you have a $1,000 a month or $2,000 a month credit line and you're pay it off every month. Would there be a benefit for your credit score to call your credit card company and try to raise the credit line so then less percentage spent on the total credit line available?
As a way to get your utilization down,
right?
Would it be helpful to actually have a higher credit limit? Well, maybe. Because they also take into account how much outstanding credit lines you have. And again, it's one of the challenging things about understanding credit scores is there's no specific formula. Because it's each credit bureau has a lot of variables in order to determine your credit score. So it's not as simple as go get an increased credit line and now your credit score will be improved. But certainly you want to make sure that your credit score is adequate for your needs. If you're having to max out your credit card every month to meet your spending needs and you want to put all your spending on your card, you might really benefit from a credit line increase. And at times, your bank will ask you if you want to increase it, or you certainly can call in and ask for an increase.
That makes sense because I'm thinking if the goal is about 30% spending, but sometimes people really can be spending 90% of their credit line because they have the money that covers their needs. And then in that case, it's just about raising the credit line to overall support your credit score.
Yes. And there's other great benefits. A good credit score can help you achieve homeownership and other wonderful things later on in your life. There's also a lot of benefits that come with credit cards. You can get cash back or rewards that can help offset either your everyday spending or help fund that vacation of a lifetime. So you want to make sure your credit limit is enough that you're able to utilize your card for all those purchases to really maximize those benefits that you get with the card.
I feel like credit scores are those things that people kind of push away and pretend don't exist a lot of times. So if this conversation inspires people to confront their credit score, find out that it's not where they want it to be, what can someone do to recover from past mistakes and overall increase their score?
The great news is your credit score is determined on a frequent basis and that you are actually able to check your credit score. I know avoidance certainly does not help your credit score. So one is make sure you understand what it is. And a lot of credit card companies actually report your credit score on a monthly basis. Or you can go to annualcreditreport.com or any of the large credit bureaus, and they are required by law to provide you with a credit score once a year. And they often provide some education on what a good score is versus a score with opportunity, as we'd like to say, so that you know where you stand, because the scales are also different depending on what the credit bureau is. What is driving that? Delinquencies? Is it the fact that your utilization exceeds your credit line, et cetera? And generally, those reports will give you insights on what is driving your score. And then you have to action it. There's simple things you can do. If it's you're paying bills late, sign up for auto pay with your bank so that you can never, ever go late because that is so detrimental to your score. And if you say, I don't know how much money I'm going to have to go towards my credit card or my home equity line each month, that's fine. Just set up enough that you're at least covering your minimum payment. And then you can always add additional payments later. If you have too many inquiries on your credit bureau, obviously nothing you can do about that because you've already made those inquiries. But don't try to get any more credit for a while. Because as the credit bureau sees your behavior change, your score adjusts. Most importantly, make sure your credit score is accurate. There are errors that at times get reported to the credit bureaus. Could be that your name is very similar to somebody else's name, and it was unfortunately reported as you going late, but it really wasn't your card. Or sometimes the same debt is reported twice. So there are things that if you see, you reach out to the credit bureau and you can have that corrected.
I've never heard that tip before, that that can happen, that there could be mistakes. And that all comes when you request a credit report. Here's why your score is what it is. And you can look through that to make sure that there's no mistakes.
Absolutely. I actually had this experience with my husband when we were getting a mortgage, that we had an impact our credit score because of late payment on this credit card. Ends up it was my husband's son, as they had the same name. And so we were able to get that removed and write a letter to the credit bureau. And so it didn't impact our mortgage rate.
I'm sure that happens a lot more than people realize.
Don't just assume the number you've given is accurate. Make sure it is. And then if it is accurate, learn from it. And how can you change it so that you end up with a better credit score?
How often should people be checking their credit score? Like, is it kind of like a monthly thing when you're checking your credit card statements, or does it not change that frequently?
Yeah, it doesn't change significantly month after month. And if it does, you should go investigate. If you have a credit card that offers a credit score monthly, take a look at it. We have at Bank of America in our digital app, you can look at your credit score every month. If you don't have that, you can just go to the site that I had mentioned earlier, annualcreditreport.com, and request a credit score. You're looking for significant changes to understand maybe something's going on.
So like a few points don't really matter, but it would be more like if it was like 5 to 10 points difference, that's what you want to look into?
1 to 2 is very little variability. It's fine. But if it's a significant change, like 5 to 10 points, you want to, what's going on here? Or the trend. So if you were to look at it January, February, March, April, May, and every month it's lower, what's driving that trend down? Go investigate, determine ways to make it better.
If you're a weekly listener of the Evergirl podcast, you know that working through mental blocks around finances was a huge goal of mine in 2023. I was so over feeling bad about money and ready to take control of my personal finances. That is why I am so excited that we're working with Bank of America to bring you high quality advice with tools to manage your money and crush your financial goals. Bank of America is the perfect partner on our mission to empower women on their financial journeys. For me, educating myself and improving my relationship with money has been totally life-changing. Bank of America has a financial education platform called Better Money Habits, which is full of tons of free resources and videos for anyone looking to improve their financial health. From budgeting tips to investment strategies, they offer resources and tools to help women feel confident and knowledgeable about their finances. Bank of America is also committed to providing thorough, personalized support to help its customers gain the knowledge they need to make empowered financial decisions. Whether you're saving for your dream home, starting your own business, paying off debt, or planning for your future, Bank of America is here to help you reach those milestones. If you're looking for a financial partner that understands your aspirations, check out Bank of America today.
Let's dive a little bit more into credit cards. So I know that you already mentioned that there are so many perks for credit cards besides just building credit. But can you explain a little bit more? How do credit cards affect credit and vice versa?
One of the biggest challenges with credit, it's hard to get credit when you've never had credit. And so when you're starting out, there's ways to develop credit using credit cards. You can get a secured card, as an example, where you have to put a deposit down that covers your credit line. And then you use the card, you pay it off just like you would if it weren't secured. And the company you're working with starts reporting it to the credit bureau and you start building credit. And that's what's really important, because even sometimes cell phones, you can't get a cell phone if you don't have credit. So as someone starting out, you really need to start building credit, and secure credit cards are a great way to do it. Even once you sort of graduate to a full credit card, so unsecured, to demonstrate responsibility. Because every month you need to make a payment. You show that you use the card, you pay it off. That really helps build a great credit score.
I feel like that's so helpful to look at credit cards as a tool to build credit score, because I think a lot of people, again, don't necessarily make that correlation. They know it in some way out in the universe affects their credit score, but they see it, like I said earlier, as, oh, I have this much money available to me, so I can max out my credit card and I can have more money than what I have in my bank account. When in reality, if we look at it like it's a tool to show how responsible I am with the finances that I have been given and how I use that for my credit card, I think that makes it make a lot more sense for me to be like, this is a tool to build credit. It's not just a, you know, I have now so much more, quote, money to use than I would have just using a debit card. It's a tool to build your credit. So use it wisely.
That's absolutely right. You do not want to think of this credit card as a way to get more money than you have, because that's when you're going to get into trouble, because you have to pay the credit card bill. Often, because it's unsecured credit, the interest rates are high. And so you don't want to get to a point where you're not able to pay off that credit card, because that's going to be detrimental to your credit score. Also, I don't think a lot of people realize there's pretty basic things you need to do when you're starting out in life that are difficult to do if you don't have credit, like renting an apartment. A lot of young adults have to rely on their parents to co-sign, and not everyone has that benefit of parents who will co-sign for them. And that's where things like secure credit card, I recommend anyone going to college get some sort of credit card to start building it, so that when they graduate, they're able to get started with all the things that they need once they're on their own.
The way that I thought of credit, at least like through my college years and like young 20s even, was, oh yeah, that matters when I'm going to buy a house someday, and that's way in the future. You just don't even think about it, and you don't realize, like you mentioned, apartments, getting a phone. There are so many things that you need your credit for, and that it will affect in the future too. Like, it was just this idea for me of like, oh, as long as I increase my credit score at some point before I want to buy a house in a million years from now, I'll be good. But it actually, like, if my credit score isn't good, that also determines the loan that I get for the house. It impacts so many different things besides, is it good? Is it bad? And let's hope for the best. I don't think a lot of people, especially younger people, realize
how long you've had credit matters. When you think about a big purchase like a mortgage to buy a home, they want to know that they're giving it to somebody who's really financially responsible, because the worst thing is someone buys a home, can't afford it, and they lose their home. You want to have that long history of credit and showing responsibility. So if you're someone who's credit averse, like, I don't want to have credit card debt, I just use my debit card, get a credit card and just put some recur payments on it, like your cell phone or, you know, your gym membership. So you're demonstrating your ability to be responsible for credit, even if you don't want to use credit.
That's such a good tip. I like the idea of recurring payments too, because if you are self-aware to know that you might not have that responsibility to hold yourself back from spending to the credit line, that's a really good tip to be building credit without the temptation of spending more than you can. What should listeners know before applying for a credit card? What are the things to look out for?
Credit cards are great because they're so convenient. You don't have to carry around cash and you can get rewarded for them. But you want to make sure that you get the one that fits your needs. So if you're somebody who loves to travel, you want to make sure you get a card that gives you the most for you to make those future travel dreams come to life. If you're someone who really wants to get money back on how they spend that you can use towards other things that offset your purchases, look for a card like Cashback. But if you're someone who you want to get a credit card and you may not be able to pay it off every month and you're likely to incur interest, you really want to pay attention to what rate is being charged. Because often there are cards out there that don't offer rewards, but they may offer a better interest rate. And that's where really shopping and understanding what is the right card for you and your specific needs is really important when you're making that decision.
Do you have tips for people who are just starting out with credit cards and they feel overwhelmed by the decision? Is there a place they can go? Is there a resource? Is there a way to know what's best for them?
Well, you have to do your research, but you also have to understand what is your likelihood to get approved for credit. Because as I mentioned before, applying for a lot of credit cards and getting declined hurts your credit score. So look at your credit. If you don't have a credit score because you don't have a credit file, which could happen if you're just starting out, you might be best at getting the secured card that I spoke of earlier, where you have to make a small deposit, which generally equals your credit line. And over time, as you demonstrate responsibility in using that card, it will turn into a normal traditional card with a higher credit line. So that might be the way to go. But if you do have a credit score, you have a high one, go for the rewards that are going to be most meaningful to you. Then you really demonstrate the ability to use the card, pay it off, and then you're getting a lot of benefit from that card. But if you're going to actually carry a balance, you want to look for rates. So there's a lot of different factors, and a lot of the credit card sites of all the banks and credit card companies lay out the different options and will compare all of the different features of the card.
I know people are going to have this question as we're having this conversation, and it's like, okay, good. Like, getting a credit card is good for my credit score. There's all these rewards. So I feel like a lot of people get into the mistake of, let me sign up for a bunch of credit cards because the more the merrier, right? So can you shed light on this? How many is too many credit cards? And what should be the amount of credit cards we should limit ourselves to or aim to that's most healthy for our overall financial health?
Yeah, when we look at the credit score, they look at all of your outstanding debt and your credit lines in determining your score. So you don't want to have more available credit than you really have the need for, because that's not going to help your credit score. Likewise, you don't want to have too little credit that it doesn't meet your needs and you're not able to take advantage of all the benefits you get with a credit card, rewards, and things like that. And you don't want it to result in your utilization being too high. So you've got to really lay out, think of your monthly spending. What do you purchase? What are your needs that you would use a credit card for? Assess what an appropriate credit line is. And like I mentioned earlier, 30% utilization is a great number to target. Now, there are going to be times when it may be higher than that or lower than that, and that's okay. But if you just look at on your average monthly spend, that's what your target should be. So there's no exact number of credit cards for your credit score. It's really the use of those and the credit lines associated with that that's really important.
Can you leave us with some of your best practices for using a credit card? I know you've already given so many tips, but let's say someone gets their credit card. What are those best practices? What should they do to make sure that they're making the most of their credit card and then supporting their credit score?
Number one, I mentioned it a lot because it's so important. Pay your bill on time. Make it easy for yourself. Set up auto pay. That way you never risk paying it late. And you can do it for the minimum due, even if you plan on paying it all off, but at least you'll never risk going late. If you can, pay your balance off in full. Don't accrue those heavy interest charges. Maximize your purchases and getting rewards, but pay it off. So don't spend beyond your means. And then really target that 30% utilization rate and make sure that you aren't maxing it out every month. And if it is the case, look to either increase your credit line or get an additional card. And then look at your credit score. Understand the drivers if there are changes so that you can change your behavior to improve it. And that's where like knowledge is empowerment, because with knowledge of what's driving your credit score, then you can take action.
It really does feel like empowerment. I feel like I've talked about my personal experience on every single episode that we've had in the series, but I, for a long time, was kind of like the I saw my credit score when my dad told me that it was a thing when I graduated college and I learned about it. And then I kind of didn't check it since. Oh, out of sight, out of mind. And it feels so much more empowering to understand it. And that's exactly why we're having these conversations with amazing people like you, because we want to empower every single listener to not be like, oh, my finance is something that I don't know anything about. I'm not the expert of. everybody should be the expert of their own credit score, their own money, their own finances. And so it's so empowering to feel like now we have the information to do that.
Absolutely. And when you see it every month, it becomes a behavior driver, which is why a lot of banks like ours make it available in their digital apps so that you can see it, take pride in it, and make it better. I think of my sister, she had a tremendous amount of credit card debt. She finally was able to pay it off, and now she brags to me what her credit card score is, where in the past she'd just be throwing out the bills because she didn't want to open them and see the number. So we all should be empowered, know what your credit score is, take actions to make it better. It will open up doorways in your life.
Mary, thank you so much for sharing all of your expertise with us. This was such a fascinating conversation, something I know very little about. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
I hope you enjoyed the episode. I know I sure did. Please do not forget to rate, review, and subscribe. It really makes a huge difference for our show so we can keep growing and bringing the content that you love. If you want more info, you can find us at The Evergirl Podcast on Instagram or theevergirlpodcast.com. Talk to you next week.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.